and wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Welcome back on the Wednesday afternoon show. Laura and Archie here as ever. And for this older and wiser segment, our regular friend Helen has come in to talk about age-friendly forums and celebrating age festival.
That's right, absolutely.
How are you today, my lovely?
I'm very well. It's good to be back.
Great to have you here. So
you.
Your forums are kicking off in September.
Yeah, absolutely. So they run across September. So we've got Ryde and Sandown. We've got West Wight and Newport. So, yes, come along.
Okay, and what kind of things do you discuss and what's the aim of them?
So the aim of the forums is to allow people to have a voice, all of their own. Sometimes there's agenda items that people bring along, and there's some this time, but quite often people will come with a challenge that they're facing and we work together to see if we can find a solution.
Oh, so, fantastic.
It might not be straight away. We might have to go do some research or go to the steering group and find, you know, somebody to help us.
Yeah.
Quite often a lot of action come out of what we're discussing.
Yeah, so for example, tell us about Tesco's.
That's exactly it. So
yes.
I met a lady who was telling me about her shopping experiences and that she was more than capable of packing her own bag, but the speed at which the items were coming down the near the trolley was just too fast.
Yeah.
So we've worked with Tesco's indeed to introduce the time for you till, and that's been a huge success, and that's not just for older people, that's for anybody.
Well, yeah,
you know, who just needs to slow down. You know, the people behind you are not going to be rushing you or tutting
yeah.
and huffing. So yes, it's proved to be really valuable from one person conversation.
Good, because there is pressure, isn't there, when you go to any supermarket and you're like, you've raced around, so you're a bit knackered, you've got your whole trolley full to then pack, which is quite a feat in itself. It's my least favourite part of shopping.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I could have a butler who just packs my shopping, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I go shopping with my mum and my dad, and my dad loves a yak. Mm. And for quite a few people on the island, this will be one of the only social engagements of maybe that week.
Absolutely. And the staff will have all had age-friendly training, so they'll be a little bit more aware of perhaps, you know, where they can refer them on to, maybe a contact with a community navigator or whoever it is to maybe give them a helping hand.
So that's something that came from a conversation. That's really
yeah.
wonderful.
We've got lots of examples like that where, you know, somebody's come up with quite a straightforward idea and then yeah. the purpose of our team is to then make it into something tangible. So yes, we've got lots of examples.
That's lovely. It must feel very rewarding on your team to know that you're putting something into action and you're changing, you know,
yes.
for the better.
Yes, and it feels like, even though we're coming to the end of the 5-year projects, it feels like we're only just getting going, really.
Gosh, 5 years.
Yeah, so, you know, we've had a lot of learning, and our professional event on the 19th of September is about celebrating those 5 years and all the progress that's been made. Yes, we'd like it to carry on, so that's what we're aiming for.
Wonderful. And let's go back to the forums. Mm. So, for example, are they in the daytime? You know, kind of, do you have any idea of schedule yet?
Yes, absolutely. We plan them well in advance, a year in advance, so everybody knows when they are and what time they are.
Yeah.
So, for example, on the 5th of September, we have one at Sandown Library, which starts 10:30 till 12:30. And then we have Ryde in the afternoon of the 5th of September. The Ryde one, we've got a couple of speakers coming. So we've got Frances Murray-Smith and Susan Hope from Southern Housing to come in about the Ryde Rock Air Village. So some of the speakers not. New one in West Wight on the 12th. So, yeah, the West Wight one's going to be interesting. We've got Andrew Hughes from the Memory Service, the head of the Memory Service, coming out, and Nick Atford from Age UK
yeah.
to talk about the dementia survey that's current for people to give their views about the service provision.
Oh, great.
So, yes, that's going to be an interesting one.
Okay, so where can people get this information if they want to come to a forum or indeed catch up on what happened at the forum if they miss it?
Okay, so you can get in contact with me, Helen Lewis, at Age UK on 525282. Your libraries will hold all this information as well. They have the posters up on there on the wall, and we send it out to all the doctors' surgery. So yeah, just keep an eye or get in touch at Age UK.
Fantastic. Okay, and welcome back to the Wednesday afternoon show. This is the older and wiser segment. Apologies, I do have a fan on in the sauna, hence that funny noise. I'll turn it off in a moment. It's just nice and breezy. Our hair is blowing in the wind like we're in a 1980s music video. Just need some glittery lip gloss and I'll be fine. Archie, he could be in the Bee Gees right now. Just needs some flares on.
He does.
So, Helen, talk to us more about forums and what happens at them and when they are.
So, let me just give you some dates for the diary. So, Thursday, the 5th of September, at 10:30 is Sandown Forum, and then at 2 o'clock we're at All Saints Church in Ryde.
Lovely.
Then on Tuesday the 10th of September, 2 till 4, we have the Newport Forum, and that's at Newport Library, nice and easy. And then on Thursday the 12th of September, we are at West White Sports Centre for 10 o'clock, and the forum runs from 10:30 till 11:30 within there.
Great. And this is a wonderful way of island residents to get their voices heard.
Yes.
And to action some change which might benefit the community.
Absolutely, because invariably we find what's a problem for one is a problem for 21.
Yeah.
So yes, that's what we do, is we pick up these ideas and then we work towards them. So I think I've already said about the slow till at Tesco's, the time for you till.
We love that one.
Yeah, we've done employment projects where we found there were a number of adults who were out of work for whatever reason, finding it hard to get into a new area of work. So we created a toolkit, or Laurie created a toolkit that's all around work experience for older people. It's a bit like you get lots of that when you're a teenager. So that sort of thing. Dementia church services are all designed and developed around. So we've got lots of different examples. Trading Standards have developed all their materials based on what older people have said at the forums about how they want to receive their information. So, yeah, come along, have your say, find out how to get involved. Please do.
Wonderful. And what about the buses? Because you've worked with those guys as well, haven't
you? We have, yes. That's been a long-standing project led by my colleague Emma Lincoln and with Susan Cullen from Southern Vectis. Started with training the bus drivers in age-friendly training.
Yeah. So what does that entail? What does that mean?
So age-friendly training is very fun, 4 hours, actually action-packed. That you get to wear simulation suits and glasses and do sort of activities, and we make it lighthearted and fun, but then we actually do it in the environment where you're working. So with the Southern Vectis drivers, we did it with them on the bus so they could kind of get an idea of what it would be like. And they've made lots of changes around, you know, sort of driver, it's all part of all drivers training now. And so it's just a natural part of what they do. So understanding the need to not start moving off before everybody's sat down, or you know, that somebody might carry a car that says I have dementia, this is my stop, that kind of thing. So it's about just, you know, supporting the drivers to be aware of their passengers' needs.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a really good example.
Really positive, isn't it, all of that lovely stuff?
It is. So, and that's all here to stay. And that's, you know, everything we design is aimed to, you know, be here after the project itself is finished.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you, Helen.
That's okay.
Right, let's go to a little bit more music. But Bobby's Girl, and then Truth is a Beautiful Thing, London Grammar. Beautiful, beautiful voice. And then let's talk about the Celebrating Age Festival.
Great.
Because that's October, correct?
It is.
Fantastic. So stay tuned. Hello there, and welcome back to the Wednesday Afternoon Show. And this is our Older and Wiser segment. We have the lovely Helen. She's come in from Age UK, and she's now going to talk to us about the Celebrating Age Festival, which happens every October.
That's right.
Helen, we caught up with you before last year's one, and it was a huge success. And you have a programme of just the most awesome activities.
That's right. So based around International Older Persons Day on the 1st of October, we've always run some kind of festival over the last few years. It sort of grew to a week. This time we've got events across the month.
Great.
So we've got over 100 events, and I think it was 46 partners in terms of organisation things as part of the festival. Some of them are the usual things, everything different. It's probably here this year.
Yeah. So remembering last year's programme, did you have your pitch up at the pub?
Yes, we have pitch up the pubs. Yeah, there's quite a few of those around. You could learn to do a bit of surfing. We have surfing this year if you want to have a go.
Cool.
I surf, yeah, with Chris. So that'll be really good. We've got the Steam Railway involved, so they're doing a discounted trip out, and all you can go in the cafe and have a look around the museum.
Lovely.
Heavily discounted price there with them. We've got Amy Waste are doing a very practical session around sort of waste and sort of recycling medically and things like that. So is everything, are you getting the right benefits? You know, you might not want to sort of a formal appointment, but you could go along and find out from Ride Library whether you're getting everything you're entitled to, all those kind of things. So we've got very practical hearing aids, that kind of thing, or you can go surfing or Egyptian belly dancing or go on the steam railway or groom donkeys. So there's lots of different things on.
And in fact, I'll be at the grooming session with the donkeys. We're doing a pre-record for this
fantastic
show, aren't we?
Absolutely. It's the first time the Donkey Sanctuary have been involved. So again, we're hoping that this will prove very popular, because we had a request for animal activities as a result of last year's festival. So we're just starting with the Donkey Sanctuary.
And those donkeys are so gorgeous. They're so relaxed.
Yes.
And the story of the Donkey Sanctuary, you know, a postman bought some fields, received some donkeys, to now the many, many gorgeous creatures that they've rescued.
Absolutely. And, you know, we found them very warm and welcoming. So we're really excited that they're one of our partner organisations this year.
That's
so
lovely.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good.
I can't wait. So, most importantly, how do people find out about the programme?
So if you're going to Wolverton this year, you'll be able to pick up a flyer that's got all the contact details on where you can get your brochures from. We'll also be sending copies to all the libraries, all out to the doctor's surgeries. This year, we're also sending copies out to care homes, sheltered accommodation, places like that, so that we're trying to get our marketing a lot more slick this year, because we had a few events that were booked out very quickly. So we're trying to get ahead of the game this year. So please do. And if not, of course, call me on 525282, and I will stick one in the post for you. So this is, you know, we last year we had people from the mainland requesting for relatives that were living on the island. So absolutely. So if you know of somebody that you think might like a copy, let me know and we'll pop a copy in the post.
It's such a celebration, isn't it?
It is. You know, the number of organisations that have come forward, we had to put a cap on 118 events. So,
otherwise, it just
run
keep
out
coming.
Of month. Yeah, we, you know, we've been asked, can we promote this? Can we promote that? It's wonderful. Yeah. There's lots. It's great that people are involved. Yes, great celebration.
And it's about appreciating, let's call it the advanced years.
Yes.
And really making everything accessible.
Yes.
And celebrating the fact that we have, you know, all your service providers, all your various organisations being involved. What can they do, you know, and giving someone who may not be able to get out of the house too much a real wonderful afternoon and something to think about.
Absolutely. And for people that might get a brochure and think, well, I'd really like to go to, I don't know, the West White Dementia Choir, which is starting in September. If you're not sure how to go about it, or you'd like somebody to come with us, I'll come with you.
That's nice.
So, I can pick you up. Yeah. We can take you there and you can see for yourself, because sometimes stepping through the door the first time is the most frightening. All of the people that we're working with are friendly, fabulous organisations, but is sometimes that initial step.
Yes.
So we know lots of people who would be more than happy to come along with you, accompany you to an event that you might spy in the brochure, even the surfing.
And you may even make some friends.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And we had a number of people last year who had recently retired to the island, didn't really know where to go socially, so picked up one of these and basically booked out the month of October for all the different events.
Yeah.
Trying out lots of different things, because they're either free or low cost.
Yeah.
So you can just go along once, give it a try. If you don't like it, you don't have to go back. But people are using it as a really useful resource for trying new things.
Yeah, I think you can be any age and still be quite anxious about stepping out of the door. And
absolutely.
With the island, it is, you know, first glimpse you think, well, it's gorgeous landscape, wonderful beaches, but what's actually going on?
Yes.
Well, you just need to scratch that surface, don't you? And there is, every day there's some wonderful workshop or session available.
Yes.
Whether it's, you know, independent arts with their anxiety cafe or their singabouts.
Yes.
There are so many places to go. What would you say then to anyone listening to this who has maybe a relative that they'd like to entice out of the house a bit more?
Okay, so first of all, have a copy of the brochure. Get a copy. They're available from the 2nd of September. So get in touch and I'll stick a copy in the post. If there's something that they want to find out more, I can either chat to them over the telephone, or it may be that one of our community navigators could pop in and say hello. There's lots of different ways we could hopefully build confidence. And then if they're thinking, oh, I really don't want to go this on my own, but I want to have a go, and say, get in touch and we'll find somebody to accompany you on that first visit.
Yes, I think that's a thing, isn't it?
It is.
It's funny, whatever age you are, it does feel a bit like you're back in the school playground.
It does. And, you know, life gets in the way. You perhaps stop hobbies that you once had because you've been busy. Maybe you've been caring for somebody else. There's been a big change. You don't know where to start. So, yeah, get in touch. This is an ideal opportunity to try your hand at something new or pick up where you left off with other things, other activities.
Lovely, thank you. Okay, let's have some Sheena Easton with Modern Girl, and then we'll be back before the news to round up how to get in contact with Helen and Age UK regarding the forums or the Celebrating Age Festival. And welcome back to the Wednesday afternoon show with me, Archie, and Helen from Age UK. We've been talking about the forums, which are kind of introducing and affecting change in our community, and then the Celebrating Age Festival, which is just wonderment, isn't it, really?
It is, yes, yeah. Starts on the 1st of October.
So, to get hold of all this information, or just have a lovely chat with you, Helen,
yes,
how do people get in contact?
So, I am Helen Lewis, and you can contact me on the telephone on 525282. And if I'm not in, ask for my colleague Laurie Mabbitt, and she knows all this information too, which is wonderful. If you're handy on the email, you can contact me at helen.lewis@ageukiw.org.uk, and I will email you back.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. Nice and easy.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to yak about in regards to either of the two things we talked about today?
No, we just want to get people involved. I think that's, you know, we've got 4,500 brochures coming, so it'll be really good if we can get those to the people that really need it, that are the most lonely and the most isolated, and we can give them a courage to try something new.
Yeah, so
that'll
be
really good.
If you are at home and you have a relative who you think this would really benefit them, or you yourself,
yes,
are feeling that you just need to stretch your wings and get out the house and have a little fly and see what's going on.
There's quite a lot of heritage. We've got archaeology at Gordon Hill Fort this year.
Oh, lovely.
And there's your sort of traditional arts and crafts. We've got Arts for Wellbeing with Maggie from Magpie Arts. There's all kinds of different things from, you know, the whole day or the whole afternoon, or for a gentle stroll around Newtown. We've got music as well. So with Independent Arts, they're doing their sing-alongs.
Is that ABBA?
Yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh, I'm going.
I think that's going to be really popular.
Yeah.
So yes, there's all sorts of different things going on.
Wonderful. Really, really excellent. And will we see you again before these events happen?
I'm coming, I think, midway through September.
Lovely.
But I'm hoping to bring some forum attendees so they can tell you a bit more in person why they bother coming to the forums and the difference it's made to them.
Wonderful.
So that'll be good.
Thank you,